Zephaniah 3, I just want to read verses 14 through 17. This is Israel. They've experienced God's judgment. They've experienced God's discipline, correction, and many of them, or some of them, have come to the conclusion that things will never turn around for them, that they will always be in trouble. They will always, literally, they think that their songs have become a dirge and just something that God will always be frowning on them. And yet, Zephaniah brings the message that indeed God will restore them. And listen to what it says here. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, we know this absolutely. The Lord has taken away our punishment because Jesus is the one who took it. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. It's time to realize that God's favor is coming back. And the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I love that. I love that phrase, that God will rejoice over you with singing. You ever think about that? There's a little book called I'll Love You Forever. I'm sure many of you have seen it. And I think of a mother to rejoice over you with singing. The mother who holds her child who has been crying and crying, and the mother comforts the child, feeds the child, and then just sings that child to sleep. And what God is saying to them is, you are my child. I will take you. I will rejoice over you with singing. Do you know that God sings over you? If you're a believer, the Lord sings over us. You know, music has been part of God from the beginning. In Job chapter 35, it says that the angels and the morning stars sang together at the beginning of creation itself. And in the book of Revelation, what do we sing? What do we see time after time? Revelation chapter 4 and 5, Revelation chapter 15. And even in Revelation chapter 15, it says they will sing the song of Moses, reaching all the way back to where Moses was, and then they're singing the song of the Lamb. There has been no quit in the song that God is singing over history and over his church and over you. You know, we sometimes get so wrapped up in the noise and the din of life that we're not listening to the songs of redemption, the songs of deliverance. Isn't that what David called many of his, the songs of deliverance? Even in the bad times, David talks about, if you heard in that Psalm 34, the songs that God gives in the night. What does that mean? In the night times of our life, in the difficulties, God gives songs in the night. Moody used to have this radio program called Songs Through the Night for the people that had to work the night shift, and you know, or the people that were up at night because they were insomniacs because of what was happening in their lives. And they were songs that reminded people of God's faithfulness. Songs in the night. Stephen Curtis Chapman wrote a song. Called The Sound of Your Voice. Do you hear the sound of God's voice, or do you just hear the din of life? Do you hear the sound of God's voice, or do you do so much complaining that you're not really listening? Little history behind this. Stephen Curtis Chapman, he and his wife have adopted many kids. In fact, our missionaries from China know them personally, you know, which is really cool. But they went through a really tough time as a family. One of their older children backed a car and ran over one of their other children. And this whole album is how he and his wife, he almost gave up music. He wasn't going to write music anymore. And this whole album is how God, it's literally their journey in music, how God brought them through that time. And this one is called The Sound of Your Voice. And I want to read these words, and then we're going to close by playing this song. And I want you to come up and pray. If you need to, I want you to pray with some of our deacons. I'm going to have my wife and some of the ladies up here if you want to pray with one of the ladies. But I want to read some of these words before I play it, because what he starts out by saying, "Outside my window I hear a mockingbird singing, and I hear a little girl calling my name, and I hear the sound of your voice." And what he's saying is, yes, we can look at our children and we're like, wow, you know, look at so amazing. You know, I look at my son up here and I'm still amazed. Because never mind. What he's saying is there are things in nature and stuff that we can hear the sound of God's voice, and we do hear the sound of the voice. But then he says this, and this is when he is going through the trial of his soul. "God, you know how much I wish I could hear the words that you're saying and answer all the questions everybody's asking." You know, when you're going through a really tough time, that's all you're hearing is your own questions and the questions of people around you. Why is this happening? Why is this happening to you? What do you think God's trying to say? What's going on in your life? It's bad enough when you have your own questions. What's bad is when people ask you additional questions. And it's hard to hear God's voice. It's hard to hear the sound of God's voice when all you hear are those questions. "God, how much I wish I could hear you say the words and answer all the questions everybody is asking. But until I hear you speak, will you help me hear the songs you're singing over all this noise? And I will be listening for the sound of your voice." There's a little boy's eyes looking up from a postcard, and he's asking, "Will you show me love?" What's that postcard? Like those postcards from World Vision. You know, "Will you show me love?" You know what? Stephen Curtis Chapman and his wife have adopted, what is it, five kids? You know. "And I hear your voice." You hear the sound of your voice. "There's a woman who's crying because her hope is dying. And a friend whispers, 'You are not alone.' And I hear your voice." I hear the sound of your voice. "God, you know how much I wish I could hear the words you are saying and answer all the questions everybody's asking. Will you help me hear the songs that you are singing over all this noise? Lord, I want to tune out the noise so that I can hear the songs that you're singing. With every sunrise, you tell me again how your mercies are new, how your love never ends. I will be listening for the sound of your voice. In the crash of the thunder, in the roar of the waves, I hear your strong arm calling my name, and I will be listening for the sound of your voice. I am listening." And that's my question to you. Are you tuning out the din of life, and are you listening for the sound of God's voice? So I'm going to ask a number of the deacons, I'm going to ask my wife and a couple of other ladies to come up here. And if we can pray for you, let's do that. I'm going to ask the Glicks to come up here as well, and they will pray for you as well. And then we'll close in prayer. At the end, there are plates at the door for the ministry of Lowell and Sherry Glick. So if you want to, as this song is playing, you know, we won't interrupt the song, but just come forward. We'd like to pray with you. And God sings over our lives. Please stand. That'll make it easier for people to get out.
There's a mockingbird singing outside my window. There's a little girl calling my name, and I hear your voice. It's the sound of your voice. There's a gentle breeze whispering stories and secrets through the branches of the old willow tree, and I hear your voice. It's the sound of your voice. God, you know how much I wish I could just hear you say the words and answer all the questions everybody's asking. But until I hear you speak, will you help me hear the songs you're singing over all this noise? I will be listening for the sound of your voice. There's a little boy's eyes looking up from a postcard. He's asking, will you show me love? And I hear your voice. I hear the sound of your voice. And there's a woman who's crying, 'cause her hope is dying. And a friend whispers, you are not alone. And I hear your voice. I hear the sound of your voice. God, you know how much I wish I could just hear you say the words and answer all the questions everybody's asking. But until I hear you speak, will you help me hear the songs you're singing over all this noise? I will be listening for the sound of your voice. I will be listening for the sound of your voice. Close my eyes for a moment. When I open them again, you'll be standing there face to face, and I'll sing for joy, and I will finally hear your voice.
I'm going to ask Pastor Jim to close in prayer. If you still want to come forward, I'll stay up here. I am going to ask Lowell and Sherry to head back there in a minute. And I pray that you will listen for the sound of God's voice, because there's a lot of other sounds that you can tune into. But the sound of God's voice is what we truly want and need to hear.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the work that you continue to do in our lives. You don't leave us to figure it out for ourselves. You don't leave us to just work it out. But you're with us through your Spirit. And thank you that you still desire to save, and you still save people, which is the greatest miracle we could ever hope to see. So we lift up those in our families, those of our loved ones, our friends that don't know you, and we just ask that you would work in their hearts, and that you would use each of us in this week to share your wonderful, glorious gospel, that we may lead those into a saving relationship with you through your Son. Thank you for this service today. We pray that what we've done here and said here was glorifying and honoring to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.